You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast on this Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. I am John B. from gangrenenation.com. Yesterday, we talked about positional value for the Jets on the defensive side of the ball. So today, we're going to rank the positions in terms of importance on the offensive side of the ball. As I mentioned on yesterday's show, positional value is very scheme-specific on the defensive side of the ball, whereas I think on the offense, for the most part, teams tend to be looking for the same things value-wise when it comes to position. Now, they may look for different skill sets, but I think there's much less disparity in terms of positional value on the offensive side of the ball. So let's jump in. And number one, I think, is pretty obvious. It's the quarterback position. That's the most important position in football. And it's probably the most important position in team sports relative. The quarterback's more important to a football team than pretty much any position is to any team in any sport. It just dictates so much. If your team has a quarterback in the NFL, you have a chance to compete. And if you don't have a quarterback, it is next to impossible to compete. I mean, you pretty much have to have no holes if you don't have a quality quarterback in this league. A quarterback, he can lift up a suspect receiving core because good quarterbacks complete passes to receivers who aren't open. They throw guys open. They hit back shoulder passes. They figure out ways to attack defenses. A quarterback can even, to some extent, compensate for a bad offensive line. Not completely, but to a certain extent he can, because he can set the protection correctly. He can slide within the pocket. He can move. So a quarterback can lift up his teammates the way no other position can in this game and in this league. And that's the reason the Jets paid such a premium to move up to the third pick, and that's why they're going to be picking a quarterback a week from now in the NFL draft with the third overall selection. It's just that important. It's a position the Jets have struggled with for a long time, and the reason the Jets have struggled as a team is that they've struggled with this position. So I doubt there are going to be any quibbles with this one. I think everybody knows it really does come down to the quarterback. Maybe not completely. You got to build a good team around a quarterback. There are plenty of examples of quarterbacks who did not win anything because the team did not build around them properly. But getting a quarterback really is at least half the battle. If you don't have a good quarterback, your odds of winning go way, way down in this league. And it might even be impossible. Your margin for error is next to zero if you don't have a good quarterback. So that's number one. Now, at number two, I'm going to go with left tackle, and I think that's just the way the league views things. And yesterday, I did not break the defensive lineup into positions, but I think we will break the offensive lineup because I think the league values offensive line positions differently, and I think the left tackle is the clearest case of that. And I think we may be starting to see a little shift in the way the league values offensive linemen, but we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Most quarterbacks in the NFL are right-handed, so that means they have a view of what the right of who the right tackle is blocking, how he's doing with his assignment. So if the right tackle blows his assignment, the right tackle loses his battle, the quarterback can at least see that, and he can compensate a little bit. He can step up. He can scramble. He can at least brace himself for a hit, whereas on the left tackle side, he has no idea what's happening. His head is turned to the left tackle, so he has no idea. He has to trust that his left tackle can protect him. If the left tackle blows his assignment, the quarterback's going to get hit. There's a good possibility for a fumble, but more than anything, he can't brace himself. And if you look at the amount of money teams are paying quarterbacks in this league, they want to make sure that investment is protected. They want to make sure that guy is not constantly getting hit, surprisingly. They don't want to make sure he's not getting drilled when he's not expecting it. So that's the reason teams value the left tackle position so highly. And on the offensive side of the ball, I think you'll see, whether it's draft, whether it's contracts given out, it's a position where teams really put an emphasis on it because they want to protect their quarterbacks. The quarterbacks are the biggest investment. And as we talked about, the most important position on the team. Your quarterback gets hurt because your offensive line can't protect him. That could destroy your season. Now, if you have a good backup quarterback, such as the world champion Eagles, then you have a shot. But you don't want to get to your backup quarterback. I think if you asked the Eagles last year if they could do it all over again, they probably would have preferred having Carson Wentz in there. I think that would have made their path to the Super Bowl a little bit easier. So left tackle, I think, is the number two position. I think that one's another one that's pretty clear in terms of the way teams value it. And the Jets right now have a guy who's a decent stopgap, Kelvin Beachum, but I think the Jets are going to need to look to address that longer term. And it's another position, just like quarterback and edge rusher, where the true high-end guys very rarely become available because their teams lock them up. Their teams don't even let them hit the market because that position is so valuable to teams in the NFL. Now, at number three, behind quarterback and left tackle, I think it's the wide receiver position. I think wide receiver is the third most valuable position on offense, at least the way teams run things. That's where your game-breaking players tend to be, your game-breaking skill guys tend to be, and there are a few exceptions, and we'll maybe talk about those a little bit later, but it is a passing league. As much as the cliche is that you need to run the football, the numbers show otherwise. You need to throw the football to win in today's NFL, so that means your skill guys are wide receivers. Those are the guys who tend to make the biggest plays. They tend to make the explosive plays that win you games. And most offenses, it seems like, they're run through a wide receiver. Now, the quarterback's the most important piece, but the most important guy who touches the football aside from the quarterback tends to be the wide receiver. He's the guy that the other team maybe has to stay up at night trying to figure out how to stop. He's the guy, your top receiver is the guy who draws resources away, draws extra defensive resources, maybe double teams, maybe draws extra attention and opens things up for other guys. So I think wide receiver would be the third most valuable position on offense. I think that's the way NFL teams view it. And again, a lot of it goes back to just the trends of the NFL. It is very much a passing league. It's a league dominated. And one thing, if you follow football, the history of the game, not just the NFL, but the history of football, the trend towards passing has been a continuous trend. It's been over a century. The league has trended more and more towards the pass. So this is not some cyclical thing. This is something that's been happening for a very, very long time. It predates the NFL. As time goes on, teams focus more and more on the passing attack. It's just been something that's continuous. So the importance of the wide receiver position is not going to go down, I don't think. It's just going to continue to grow. And again, it's a very important position. Now, I'm going to pick this up with number four. And you may think that this is overcompensating because of how bad the play the Jets got from this position last year. But I'm going with the center position, and maybe it is because we saw how bad center play can really destroy a season. Wesley Johnson really did not do the job. And by the way, Nick Mangold announced his retirement on Tuesday. He announced that he'll sign a one-day contract next week with the Jets and officially call it a career. And he spent his full 11-season career with the Jets. We did a full retrospective show last year when the Jets cut him. It was a cap-saving move, so we'll talk a little bit more about him next week when he makes it official. But you know, definitely want to send your best to Nick Mangold. Definitely want to send our best to Nick Mangold. Tremendous Jet, one of the great Jets to ever take the field, and surely will be in the Ring of Honor. And maybe also seeing Nick Mangold, seeing how good he was by comparison before the Jets had Wesley Johnson starting, should tell you something about how important the center position is. The center is typically the guy who helps the quarterback figure out what the other team is doing on defense. And in today's NFL, that's not an easy thing to do because defenses get more and more complex as years go by because they're trying to fool the offenses. So they'll show multiple fronts, and it's very difficult. I mean, if you ever try and watch the film, to try and decipher what the defense is going to do before the snap is not easy because these defenses throw all kinds of bells and whistles. They're trying to trick the offense. They're trying to not give away what they're doing. So it's really tough. And the center has to work with the quarterback in many situations to try and figure it out, make sure the team's blocking assignment is correct, whether it's against the run, whether it's pass protection. It's a really important job. It's not easy to do. And physically, it's not easy, by the way, to throw a block, quickly get into your block after you're throwing the snap, because first you have to make sure that your snap is accurate, and then you immediately have to move on to the blocker, which is not something guards have to deal with. Guards can just go straight to their block off the snap. The center has to actually physically get the ball to the quarterback and make an accurate snap. And it's one of those things you take for granted, I think, until it doesn't go right. So, and then you see how important it is. So I think center would be what I'd put as the fourth most important position on the offensive side of the ball. Now at number five, and this one might be a little controversial, right tackle. And I think this is growing in importance in the NFL. I think teams are more and more starting to emphasize the right tackle position, and I think there's a very good reason for that. Is if you watch the great pass rushers in this league, they more and more are lining up against right tackles. And the reason for that is the emphasis teams put on finding good left tackles, the value teams put on finding good left tackles, where for a long time, the NFL has trended that the best of the best tackles play the left side, which means you're more vulnerable on the right side. Now I think we're starting to see things turn a little bit. I think we're starting to see a little paradigm shift where, and you've seen teams start to use first-round picks. It's not taking the league by storm yet, but you're starting to see, and you can think of some teams that have used first-round picks recently on right tackles, because I think the offenses are starting to realize that a lot of the top flight edge rushers are now lining up against right tackles, which means you better have a good right tackle. So I think we're seeing a little shift there. And, you know, Tennessee is one example. Philadelphia is another. Teams are starting to use big resources to solidify that position, another position on the offensive line. So I think that the right tackle position is growing in importance. And I think I would not be surprised to see it continue growing in importance, because that trend I talked about is not going away. Teams are still going to have their best pass rushers go against right tackles, along with the right tackle position is the weaker of the two spots. So we'll see how quickly it catches on. I don't think the trend's going away, though. I think it's going to continue to grow, but it may be slow and steady, but I think this is a trend that probably is going to continue. Now, at number six, and this is a position whose influence has been waning for some time, you know, and that's the running back position. And I'm not dismissing the value of a great running back, a Le'Veon Bell, a David Johnson, and Ezekiel Elliott. These guys will always have a place in the league. These guys will always be impact players. These are some guys you can run the offense through. But they have become the exception to the rule. Teams, and this is, again, a trend that's been going on for well over a decade, teams have started to view the running back position as a more specialized spot. So they'll have tandems. They may even have a three-headed monster. Guys with different skill sets. It's more of a platoon position now than it has been in the past. There's still going to be a spot in this league. There's always going to be a spot in this league for the great back, the great every-down back, the guy you can run your offense through. But those guys are becoming less and less frequent. And teams don't want to pay a lot of money for running backs, because you can get production out of those guys for pretty well and pretty cheaply. And the other thing is that the running back position does not have a long shelf life, because these are human beings, and the human body can only take so much of a beating before it starts to affect somebody. So running backs don't have very long careers relative to other positions. They typically wear out their usefulness relatively early. So if you have a running back, it's not really a guy you can ever make a long-term commitment to, because before you know it, his career is going to be close to over, and his usefulness will be done in the league. So running back position is fallen, and I think if you go back a few decades ago, it might be more important than it is now. In fact, I'm not even going to say it might be. It definitely would be higher on this list in terms of positional value, but the value is now gone, and it raises eyebrows now if a team uses an early pick on a running back. And a lot of people will tell you, this guy better be really great. Next up, we'll combine, it's two positions on the field, but we'll combine both guard spots next on our list. And I'm not saying guards aren't important. Guards can destroy your team if you have bad guards, because they play up the middle. They're the easiest path to the quarterback. But one of the things that comes into play here is that teams have a relatively easy time finding good guards. And guard's almost a position where a lot of guys go if they aren't good enough to play tackle, or if they aren't good enough to play center. And typically, I think, and not always, but typically, if you can play center, you can play guard, because it tends to be a lot of the same assignments. It's just less on your plate in many instances. And tackle to guard is another position. There are not many positions where you can actually turn a player's career around by changing his position, but that's one of those spots where it can make a difference, because tackles have to protect the edge, guards don't. So if you have a guy who maybe isn't athletic enough for tackle, but he is a good, you know, a strong guy at the point of attack, he can move inside and play guard and have a successful career. And there are lots of successful tackles who have moved, guys who have struggled on the outside to tackle, who have moved inside to guard and played well. So in this instance, the positional value, and there are lots of different ways this value can be figured out, but I think in this instance, it's not that it's necessarily a position that lacks value. It's not necessarily, it's not an important position. It's just, it's a position that tends to be easier to fill than a lot of other spots. So I'd put guard down low. And I think the lowest position in terms of value is tight end. And again, this is not a knock on the great guys. You give me Rob Gronkowski, gladly take him. Travis Kelce, I'll gladly take him. There just aren't that many difference makers, though. There aren't many guys who really move the needle. It's a position where you have receivers. There aren't many game-breaking receiving tight ends. If I can have one, gladly take one. And those guys are every bit as valuable as a great wide receiver, a great running back. And they're also blockers, but tight ends blocking tends to be the least important component of blocking. Your offensive linemen are going to be more important because they're typically going to take on the tougher assignments. Again, you have a great blocking tight end, that's one thing, but most blocking tight ends are somewhere between serviceable and just bad and not helpful to the team. So I think most instances, there's not a big difference in the tight end position unless you have a really great guy. So I'd put that at one at the very bottom. So that's how I view it in terms of the way the NFL treats positions these days. There probably would be some variation team by team. You know, one team may have this a little higher, one team may have this a little lower, but I don't think there's the type of variation you see on defense where roles can be so different. You know, in defense, it can be listed as the same thing, but can have two wildly different roles. Outside linebackers, whether you're base 3-4, base 4-3. Or at least, you know, your defense is based on one of those things. A corner can be different, whether you're heavy zone, heavy man. Safety position, your role can be very different. Not so much on offense. On offense, the roles are largely similar, so you're not going to have that same degree of variation. And that's why I think for most teams, it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark. If not exactly that, somewhere in that ballpark. That's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, subscribe. iTunes and Spotify are your two best options. And leave the show a good review in iTunes if you do enjoy it. Have a great Wednesday. We'll be back on Thursday.